is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Vice President J.D. Vance cast the tie-breaking vote, and President Trump's massive tax and spending bill passed the Senate today. Majority Leader John Thune.
Republicans have been laser-focused on achieving the bill before us today. And now we're here, passing legislation that will permanently extend tax relief for hardworking Americans.
Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer.
In one fell swoop, Republicans passed the biggest tax breaks for billionaires ever seen, paid for by ripping health care away from millions of Americans, taking food out of the mouth of hungry kids.
Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
Now that this is all wrapped up in the Senate, it obviously will go over to the House, but already we are hearing some concerns from members over there because the Senate version, while not dramatically different from what the House sent over, does have some significant changes, and it is taking a bit for some of these members to digest.
Trump was in Florida today touring the new migrant detention center.
Very soon, this facility will house some of the most menacing migrants, some of the most vicious people on the planet. We're surrounded by miles of treacherous swampland, and the only way out is really deportation.
There are an estimated 200,000 alligators in the Everglades. Trump had wanted to reopen Alcatraz Island in San Francisco. It's surrounded by shark-infested waters. Heat records across Europe were shattered today in Paris, where it reached as high as 107 degrees. Tourists were slowing down.
I think just taking it, like, slow. If we need to take a break, we just break and then continue walking.
There is a renewed call for the disbanding of a controversial U.S. and Israeli-backed aid distribution system in Gaza. CBS's Deborah Pata has that.
130 humanitarian organizations, including some of the world's biggest NGOs, have called for the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation operations to be shut down, saying the foundation is violating all the norms of humanitarian work.
Televangelist Jimmy Swaggart has died. Michael Wallace reports.
All that the Lord hath said.
At its peak in the 1980s, Jimmy Swaggart Ministries aired in more than 140 countries and made $500,000 a day in donations and sales of Bible courses, music, and merchandise. But in 1987, the Reverend was photographed entering a New Orleans motel with a prostitute.
I have sinned against you, my Lord.
He continued to preach, but donations decreased. Swaggart had been in intensive care since suffering a heart attack on June 15th. He was 90.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed today. The Dow Jones Industrials up 401 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Racine's Common Council meets tonight with a packed agenda. There will be discussions on water infrastructure, public safety funding, and whether to uphold the mayor's veto of a liquor license for a gas station. Council members will also consider grants for firefighter training. The meeting starts at 6, and it's again being held in the Racine Public Library Community Room. Today's the first day on the job for the new interim president at Gateway. Dr. Morgan Phillips was formerly vice chancellor at Pima Community College in Arizona. He takes over from outgoing president Ritu Raju. The board says a national search for a permanent president is underway. If you plan on hitting the road tomorrow, you won't be alone. AAA says the busiest travel time of the Independence Day weekend is tomorrow, technically noon to 9 tomorrow. The other busy times are Thursday afternoon and again Sunday afternoon. Wisconsin leaders have reached a tentative bipartisan state budget deal. Governor Tony Evers has announced $330 million for child care, $1.4 billion for K-12 schools, and $1.3 billion for mostly middle-class tax cuts. The plan also boosts funding for the universities of Wisconsin and is set for a legislative vote tomorrow. And Kenosha has the lowest gas price in the area at $2.92 a gallon today. The state average is at $2.96. It's down over 30 cents from this time last year. Experts say it could be the lowest Independence Day gas price since 2021. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Big changes for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Milwaukee Bucks making some record moves in free agency. They waived Damian Lillard, who suffered that torn Achilles tendon. Lillard, who turns 35 later this month, will be paid $22.5 million over the next 5 years in dead money by the Bucks owners. GM John Horst then making a deal to acquire Indiana Pacers center Miles Turner, a 4-year deal worth $107 million. Turner is 29 years old. He'll replace 37-year-old Brook Lopez, who will sign a 2-year contract with the LA Clippers. To get under the salary cap, the Bucks had to trade guard Pat Connaughton and 2 future second-round picks to the Charlotte Hornets in exchange for Vasilije Micic, a 31-year-old guard from Serbia. And Milwaukee will also sign 11-year veteran guard Gary Harris of the Orlando Magic. Again, Damian Lillard, no longer with the Bucks, who instead will sign Pacers center Miles Turner. Baseball, Brewers, and the Mets tonight in New York. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168. To get started today.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, sunshine, temperatures in the low 80s, mostly clear tonight, low of 67. Sunshine and highs in the mid 80s on your Wednesday, an afternoon storm possible. Clear and 69 Wednesday night. For Thursday, scattered storms, otherwise sunny and 84. Right now, it's 84.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts are escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
Local news and timeless hits from Simon and Garfunkel and Homeward Bound on WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It says here the United Nations estimates that by 2050, the world will have nearly 10 billion people on it. And I suspect most of them will have their own podcast.
Blue skies go, poisonous On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
To Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Sticking to my God like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather. Hey, who could take me away from my God? Tell me more, there's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Every day the sun comes up around her, she can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her, heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Brewers baseball tonight at 5:35. We've got the pregame for you. Brewers, of course, were off yesterday, and even though they lost on Sunday in extra innings, you gotta like where the Brewers are sitting right now. Just a couple of games behind the Cubs in the National League Central. Just a couple of weeks before the All-Star break, you gotta like where they're sitting right now. So Brewers baseball tonight, 5:35 in New York against the Mets. Brewers baseball brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20.
As you plan your July 4th celebration, be sure to visit O&H Danish Bakery for delicious treats for your gathering. O&H's red, white, and blue Kringle should be at the top of your list. Its cherry, cream cheese, and blueberry filling blend is simply sensational. And be sure to pick up O&H's oven fresh buttery brioche buns for your hot off-the-grill burgers, brats, and hot dogs. Remember, there's no substitute for oven fresh. Enjoy scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Summer is here to stay, so make sure that you are cool all season long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in tip-top shape all summer long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001, or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Join the Racine Raiders for Military Appreciation Night this Saturday against the Fayetteville Commandos from North Carolina. All veterans and active duty military and reserves get in free. Operation Barbecue will also have a free tailgate for those that served or are serving in the military. Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Are you a chronic interrupter? Incapable of letting other people talk? Do those people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have a 120-night sleep trial so you can get your money back if a bed's not right. That way anyone, even someone like you, can sleep all night long. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
The Safaris and Wipeout on WRJN. That song composed by Bob Berryhill, Pat Connolly, Jim Fuller, Ron Wilson. They were all members of the band The Safaris. And the thing that was interesting about them, when they wrote and recorded that song, they were all in high school.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? talk. They knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel all right. And the northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all could be good.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Later today, it's Milwaukee Brewers baseball here on WRJN. We have a chance for you to win a four-pack of club seats to see the Brewers take on the Marlins on Friday, July 25th. You can register to win daily. You don't need to buy anything. Just click on the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com to enter. You must enter before July 18th. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today's the first day on the job for the new interim president at Gateway. Dr. Morgan Phillips was formerly vice chancellor at Pima Community College in Arizona. He takes over from outgoing president Ritu Raju. The board says a national search for a permanent president is underway. If you plan on hitting the road tomorrow, you won't be alone. AAA says the busiest travel time of the Independence Day weekend is tomorrow, technically noon to 9 tomorrow. The other busy times are Thursday afternoon and again Sunday afternoon. About 1.5 million people in the state will be hitting the road for the holiday, with most construction paused, but some projects will still be in progress. The DOT urges drivers to buckle up, slow down, and check the 511 website for real-time updates. A new bipartisan budget deal in Wisconsin promises $1.3 billion in income tax cuts, $330 million for child care, and a $1.4 billion boost for K-12 schools. Governor Evers is calling the agreement a win for kids, families, and the state's future, noting that it includes the largest university funding increase in two decades. The legislature's budget committee meets today with a full vote expected tomorrow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, sunshine, temperatures in the low 80s, mostly clear tonight, low of 67. Sunshine and highs in the mid 80s on your Wednesday, an afternoon storm possible. Clear in 69 Wednesday night. For Thursday, scattered storms, otherwise sunny and 84.
Right now, it's 84.
LA.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin is here. We've got a holiday later this week.
We do.
And I thought I would ask you, what are the top holidays for beer consumption? give me the top five. Top five holidays for beer consumption.
I'm going to say July 4th.
July 4th is number one on the list.
I thought so. Mm-hmm. Okay, how about Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is not in the top five, but it is number seven on the list.
Okay, because that's when families get together and, okay, let me think. New Year's Day.
New Year's is not.
Good Lord, what's my problem?
Start thinking of, think of beer consumption.
Oh, Memorial Day.
There you go. Yeah, think of like summer or.
Right. Okay, there's.
Memorial Day was number three, by the way.
Okay, two. I'm just going through every holiday.
Well, you got Memorial Day at the beginning of summer. Easter is number eight. But you got Memorial Day at the beginning of summer. What's at the end of summer?
Halloween. That's not a holiday. No, man, what's Halloween?
Labor Day is what I was going for there. Labor Day is number two. All right, so you got 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day. What else? One more summer one.
Oh, summer.
One more summer one. We just had it a few weeks ago.
Father's Day?
There you go. Number four on the list. And the fifth one is not a summer holiday. It's not even really a holiday. It's just like a big, it's an event more.
Okay, what's that?
Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Is number five.
It is its own holiday. Like, as time goes by, basically.
Yep. So five Super Bowl, four Father's Day, three Memorial Day, two Labor Day, and one 4th of July. So, Robin, go have a beer.
Oh, right now? No. I'm good. Okay. Yeah.
There's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time on WRJN.
Baby, I'm sun. Whatever may think that I was number one. I ought to know. Easy come, easy go. I'm sitting it out. Now I'm spinning the dial. Just thinking about the chump I've been. I have to smile. Didn't I know? Easy come and easy go.
Bobby Sherman, Easy Come, Easy Go on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Tomorrow morning, you are going to want to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show. He is going to have in studio with him Deputy Friendly. That's a.k.a. Deputy Crystal Venegas from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission to discuss pedestrian and bicycle safety. That's tomorrow morning on the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The huge Summer Savings Spectacular is going on right now at Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine. Stop in today and save 20 to 50% on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. Disposables, gummies, carts, papers, pipes, CBD products, and more. Master Vape has everything you're looking for. And right now, you'll save big at the huge Summer Savings Spectacular going on at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
You're invited to the soft opening of Mahoffers on Main July 3rd. Be the first to experience Racine's newest hotspot, Mahoffers on Main, located at 236 Main Street. Grab your crew, throw on your favorite boots or sneakers, and get ready to make some memories. Serve an ice cold beer, house poured moonshine, and top shelf whiskey, everything for a great night out. With a playlist that hits everything from country classics to party anthems and throwback jams, there's something for everyone on the speakers. Doors open at noon July 3rd.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field Lowe's bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder. courtesy of Miller Lite and Leinenkugel's.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. And my friend Georgia Hall is going to stop by. She's the organizer of the Music and More concert series. We'll find out all about this Thursday's concert coming up with Georgia just after 4 on WRJN.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow in the sweet music. on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Why, oh, why did she have to leave and go away? Oh, I've been used to having someone to lean on, and I'm lost. Baby, I'm lost.
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.